All right, so here we go, man. Oh yeah, we talk. It is Jay Styles, Nick Newcomb.
Yo, I'm back. Y'all niggas been slandering me.
Also, you've been listening. At least you've been listening.
Libel of the niggas.
You weren't a part of the show, so at least you listened.
I don't even know if libel is a word, but y'all been libeling the niggas.
Libel is a word.
Libel is the word.
But that's not a verb. Like,
but it's the truth.
You know what you're saying? Kelly got me
famous. Your name came up in it. I'm the
every single word.
You are.
Hey, Jay Styles said, Nick Newcomb be saying some bogus shit. I was like, what the fuck? This nigga slandered me, son.
All right, B Brown, conversation Pete.
What up? You know, it's your girl.
She's back from Memphis, y'all, so y'all got to excuse me for a minute.
She got an extra Southern on right now.
She was on that episode of First 48 when she went back.
Y'all, don't snitch on me, y'all. Damn, you ain't going to snitch on me, y'all.
Kelly Kells, Breezy E.
Yo, how you guys doing? Feeling so good being here. Love it. I love it.
All right, man, so we're going to get right into it. J. Cole, his album coming out 2014, Forest Hill Drive, on Tuesday. And his album actually leaked. I tried to get it, man, but they already snatched it off the internet. But
I know, he's trying to get them sales.
I'm telling
you. I support that.
One song leaked, though, is called Fire Squad, man. He's calling out Iggy.
Pew, 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 pew. Why do we keep saying that name?
I know. Iggy, you know what, Iggy?
Iggy.
You know what?
Go away, Iggy.
To be honest, Iggy is in every last topic that we have today.
Besides one.
Can we
retire Iggy after this episode, please?
I'm trying.
But why do we have to talk about her? If she's so irrelevant, why are we talking about her?
She's not irrelevant. That's the problem. We're annoyed that she's not irrelevant.
She's not irrelevant.
I'm saying just stop making her.
I saw a video of her at Jingle Ball.
What kind of?
She was performing at Jingle Ball at the Kiss concert.
How did she do?
That ass, bruh.
Yeah.
All dudes care about is the ass.
The thing about an Iggy Azalea performance, the lyrics become secondary.
I mean,
she's a sex symbol, man.
Yeah.
She is.
I went to an Iggy Azalea show by myself, and I ain't gonna lie, I walked out of there
feeling
liking her music
some type of way.
That young Verve was real. The Verve was real.
Yeah, she thick now. All right, but let's get back
from
to
Fire Squad. Right.
All
right,
so basically, I'm going to read the lyrics that J. Cole has in Fire Squad. He says, history repeats itself, and that's just how it goes. Same way that these rappers always bite each other's flows. Same thing that my niggas Elvis did with rock and roll, Justin Timberlake, Eminem, and then Macklemore rap Cole, who appeared on... And then the other lyric is... while silly ass niggas argue over who gonna snatch the crown, look around my niggas, white people have snatched the sound. This year, I'll probably go to the wars dapper down, watch Iggy win a Grammy as I try to crack a smile. But then he said, I'm just playing, but all good jokes contain true shit. Some rope you climb up on, they'll hang you with. Wasn't that some real shit?
It was true to me.
It was real.
I mean, it kind of hit home when you said JT, but I feel.
Yeah,
you
know,
I'm gonna say one thing in regard. Like, big ups to J. Cole just for speaking out and having the balls just to mention Eminem, because a lot of rappers wouldn't even go that route.
That was his first mistake.
I'm gonna say this though.
So you don't think he can battle Eminem?
I'm gonna say this.
We're not gonna have that.
he's entirely correct as far as like
that would be good.
As far as like Iggy and Macklemore, but I think Justin Timberlake, man, I think Justin is just a natural talent, man. Like I wouldn't call Justin Timberlake R&B only because
he's from Memphis.
Because he's from Tennessee, you know. So I wouldn't call him, you know, still an R&B. And then two, just the people he hang around that culture like that. So, and he has that sound, like, naturally. Like, he's not pretending, you know. That's what it is, you know what I'm saying?
I don't even think it's exactly about pretending. I do think, though, that, like, you know,
I think he made some dope ass music.
He still should, you know, be aware of where that sound comes from, like why Memphis sounds the way it sounds. You know what I mean? It's because of black culture.
I think he does it in a respectful way, though.
I'm not saying he's disrespectful, and I don't even think Cole is saying he's disrespectful. I just think that he's saying that, like, hey, these people have co-opted this sound and are making money off of it, and they're not necessarily of that sound.
I don't know about JT.
I can't say it about JT or Eminem. I can't. The reason Macklemore gets so much shit for it is because he's rapping, but he ain't rapping like the way we, like, not we, but like black rappers are rapping.
Yeah, right. Sure.
He don't rap like a black rapper. Yeah. Right. And I think that's the biggest issue with Macklemore.
Right.
But you can't say that Eminem co-op, like Eminem didn't co-op rap. Like, Eminem is rap.
Is rap. Yeah. That's,
I agree,
fair.
With that too.
So that, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I understand Iggy, yeah, sure, like, okay.
No, she's emulating some shit because she sounded horrible.
But yeah, but
she sounding horrible.
But like
before, yeah, she was
she horrible. Got sucked up into it. You know what I'm saying?
No, she went for it. She was horrible and moved to America in hopes that somebody would write her shit and found T.I.
It's not her fault
that she found T.I.
Yeah. It's not her fault that she got on. Fuck the T.I. deal. The deal after T.I. is what got her on. That's what got her fancy.
Yeah.
So, but the thing that she got sucked up to it and now she spit out is not her fault. So I mean, it's hard to. I'm not gonna shit on.
See, I did not go to Australia and say I'm gonna make this girl a rapper. No, she didn't. Yeah, no. Didn't. Okay. No, so,
but at the same time, she didn't get a black influence in Australia.
That dude that's trying to leak her porn tape, introduce her to T.I. That's why he probably trying to. That's why he probably trying to get her money and put a porn tape out. And so T.I. took on her her career.
I didn't know about the porn.
You didn't hear?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear about the porn?
No.
Why do you think that dude trying to like put her porn out? She came to America hoping to be a rapper, but she was horrible. Yeah. JT was never horrible. Eminem
that's
was
true.
Never horrible.
Those are great points. Exactly. And they you're right. They did come from these places.
I think it goes back to what Kelly said earlier, man. It's all about respect and the culture. I just think Iggy don't have that respect, man. You know what? I got to say, Macklemore, we were just talking about this, Kelly. I got to say, Macklemore respects the culture more than Iggy because, like, what we're going to go into next, but he talks about, like, issues in hip-hop. Like, I think it was at the Grammys when he performed, when he mentioned about Mike, I think it was Trayvon or Mike Brown.
What's his background? Is he like,
And then he protested for
Mike Brown and Eric Garner.
The current situation of
Eric Garner.
Eric Garner. So I got to tip my hat off to Macklemore. Like, he's a part of the culture and he's acting like he's actually a part of the culture.
What's his background?
He's from Seattle. Yeah.
Seattle, okay.
White dude from Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, white dude from Seattle, listen to rap music.
That's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you.
Yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get.
Yeah,
that's what you get.
Grow from the culture, like Eminem was from Detroit, so he kind of grew around that
like
culture.
Like, Eminem chill with black people. Exactly. I don't know how much Macklemore.
There's just not super a lot in Seattle to even, you know, really be exposed to like that. Yeah, they like all live in the same spot. Like,
word.
It's like a.
Right, so
place.
I guess let's go on to the next topic. When your girl Kelly Kill Azealia Banks, you know, she called out Iggy on Twitter, basically for everybody knows no indictment of NYPD officer.
Wait, can I go back to J. Cole real quick?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. He's a little hypercritical in that song.
I don't think so.
Okay, wait, please tell me what part you're talking about.
The whole song about being a king and how you should create your own destiny and be your own king. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to the third verse and say, white people have snatched the crown.
I think that's realistic.
But if that's true, you can't subscribe to this idea that I'm my own king and like nobody could give you like you can't say like nobody can invalidate me the whole song and then say, oh, white people have invalidated.
They validate you by picking somebody that emulates you on stage.
No. I don't think that he's saying that
no one can take your crown.
That like that just because they've snatched the crown, Grammys, so to speak, that doesn't mean that it's going to affect his being a king.
But that's what he's saying.
He's not saying
that. No, they can't affect him and the music like, that he makes by not giving him a Grammy or not acknowledging him
he's
on a
like
Grammy.
That doesn't mean
he ain't a rap.
Their view of success, he's saying, no longer matters to me because the kind of success that they're like the people that are being successful. He's saying that the people
I think if he would have started with that verse and then his last two verses would have said, "I'm a king."
I see.
I might have been able to go for that a little.
I think that maybe the composition is a little off for that view, but at the same time, I mean,
he was saying,
at the end of the day, he wants a Grammy.
But like, but he kind of wants a Grammy because he's been conditioned to want a Grammy.
That's true.
But now he's realizing, and I think he's like having this conversation with himself where he's like, maybe like the Grammys don't mean what I thought they meant. And so like, I need to find my success somewhere else. Like, and I agree that like, maybe if he had ended, maybe put that verse in the middle. Then honed his crownness, like it would have been a stronger message. But I still think that's what he's saying.
I don't know, but in that third verse, even in the beginning, he starts it out with history repeats itself. So he's
that's
already,
what I'm saying.
I mean, he's already telling you that
you can't subscribe to this idea that black people or that you as an individual, whatever race, you can't subscribe to this idea that you're gonna keep getting fucked over and then say, oh, but I'm gonna be the king. Like, You're either the king of this shit and you ain't gonna let nobody fuck you over.
I think it's a caveat. I think he's saying like, check it, I'm gonna try to be the king, but like, if it comes around that like I'm not the king, it's on some racist shit.
No. But who made the Grammys?
It's not about a Grammy. It's more than about a Grammy.
It is. It's about.
Who made the Grammys? That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, exactly. If I have $300 billion and I make the Veronica Awards,
$300 billion.
Right.
511.
If I had that much money and I called them the Veronica Awards, why does that make my award better than the Grammy Awards?
Veronica Awards.
Yes.
Yo, I'm up for the Veronica Awards.
Somebody with a lot of money called it the Grammys and that's real. Who are you? We don't even know who the Grammy guy is.
I mean, I totally get where J. Cole is coming from and what he's saying in this song and it's true, man. You know,
and
except on the behalf of Justin Timberlake.
Wait,
and
I actually, I don't know why I raised my hand and shit. So I do want to say actually that I don't even think that that Cole is dissing any of those people individually, and even that like that should be a conversation. No, I think what he's saying is like these are the people that are getting success for
culture,
for like this thing that we've created that we can't even get in the door of now suddenly again, and so I think it's more of a comment on the system than the individuals.
I hate to use a word that you said like can't get in the door. I mean, this is our shit, so I feel like it's just,
I mean,
YG cannot get in the door of the Grammys right now, quote unquote success, though.
Like the people walking away with the awards, the people walking away with the most money in this now are not people that look like us anymore.
Right.
That's, so can YG like get a ticket to the Grammys?
Never. Well, the artist has never walked away with the majority of money.
That's absolutely correct.
Not in our culture.
People like Macklemore, Iggy Azalea, sell records.
Igloo Australia, yeah, I think
right,
you meant.
You're right. They are who is marketed to.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. This is like if we lived, I don't know, say a bunch of black people moved to Montana.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
A black rapper is gonna make all the, you know, if Montana was a nation, a black rapper would make all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Or would they shoot them?
It's just that, no, there's no white people in this state. I'm just saying if a bunch of black people, or say 11% of white people lived in Montana.
Got you.
44. But anyway, if black people were the majority and a black rapper came out, black rapper's gonna make the majority of the money. Mm-hmm. Black rapper's gonna be the most popular dude. But since that's not the country that we live in, then naturally,
most of the money's gonna come from
the person that
has the majority of
that is true.
And
their
so
ideals
it is,
are gonna be the most important. Like,
Maybe it shouldn't be that way, but you know.
But remember back in the day they didn't like booties and stuff. Now they performing booties on it. AMAs.
Big booty, but yeah, no, they
that's
do.
That's only because the white culture has
accepted it. I mean
you know,
that's kind of
they didn't accept that shit. We pushed that shit on them, and then they didn't go finding booties, bro. We was doing it, and then they were like,
"We made a booty really cool." And then we did. We sold them booty, right? And then like, you know, now they're like, it's like the thing is like we're getting the first the first deal, right? Like, that's what I guess bothers me. Like, it's like if you, like, I invent something and then I sell it to, like, Pfizer. And then Pfizer takes it and makes $1 billion. That's and I got this first $30,000 check where I was like, I'm in the money. Until Pfizer was like, we have $1 billion off your product. And, like, that's what I guess is bothering me is that we're that first deal. And I'm just like, can we get on the other side of that really quick? But that's the thing. They haven't been.
But that's a weird. It's like a conundrum because
maybe we have to be the whole side.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Yeah,
but like, why we should be the ones borrowing? Like, you know. Like the only reason why we get that deal is because we invent that shit.
It's the people that do what they want you to do to get what they got. Some of us that have done that.
I think that's a natural thing. I think that's a natural thing, but like just happen to be at the shit end of it. You know what I'm saying? Like black artists and stuff like that. They create the sound. You know what I'm saying?
They create the sound.
They revolutionize industry, and then
it's like you were saying. I mean, history repeats itself. You
know, that's the thing.
Elvis Presley's most of Elvis Presley's songs were covers. Of somebody else's song.
And that is so sad to me. And that's the thing. Like, it's that erasure that bothers me. It's like, it's not only like these people aren't getting paid, but like when we talk about the histories, like their names aren't going to be said. And like, that's kind of all you get to leave behind. Like, fuck, you don't get money. And you know what I mean? That part makes my stomach hurt.
So they don't ever tell who really influenced them.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
They'll say Michael Jackson or something like that, but they're not going to go back to that person in the hood or wherever whoever it may be.
That OG. And so,
I mean, the truth is all coming out now, though.
It is, and it's good. It's good. It's and people are, but people got to dig for it and people got to look for it. And
I think it's more apparent now, though.
It's than it's ever been, but I don't think it's apparent. Really? Like, on the 100. No, not at all. I mean, you think about, like all these samples, you know, that we know as like, oh, that's Missy or whatever. Nah, that's Rolls Royce, bro. And like, you know what I mean? So like, just things like that still aren't like.
Well, just a lot of people generally they're not hip hop heads, so they don't do a lot of research. They just hear something and they think or they haven't heard like. Or just like a generational gap.
This is a prime example of Sam Smith. Sam Smith sounds like a 70-year-old black woman. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying
he's got that diva-esque voice. Like
Aretha Franklin.
Same with Adele. I was thinking about this just the other day.
So I mean, that's who they are. If you listen to Sam Smith, I heard an interview. Who do you listen to? Like Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Anita Baker. That's who he listens to. So it's like that's why he sounds like that. Yeah. But you know, on the outside, ostensibly. He's just Sam Smith with killer vocals. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
I understand that. And like, it is some of the, you know, influence things, but like just like having respect in general. And like, and paying people would be wonderful.
Paying homage. Yeah, just, you know.
You're right.
All right, so moving on to the Eric Garner situation.
A more serious topic.
No indictment for NYPD officer. Basically put Eric Garner in a chokehold for selling cigarettes.
Untaxed
cigarettes. I don't even think it matters. I mean, this man died.
It doesn't matter.
Selling cigarettes.
I can't take the fact that he said I can't breathe and they didn't stop choking him. Like, they didn't even try to put no handcuffs on him. All I saw was a chokehold. I didn't see them getting the handcuffs out immediately. I just saw choke.
So the hip hop community is pretty much in an uproar. The whole country is in an uproar. It's been protests like from different states, like across the border, man. And it comes from a week,
Asia.
A week after Mike Brown, Darren Wilson was had a no indictment, and
yesterday somebody got shot on Hollywood and Highland.
I think we as African Americans, man, we just fed the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I had got in touch with Kelly on Facebook, man, because I was so heated. I wanted to know, you know, where is a place I can protest, because I wanted to go down there and fucking protest, you know?
I was the go-to. Kelly already knows.
And then, like I said, it's a lot of people in hip-hop who are also, I mean, people in hip-hop speaking out on Twitter publicly. And
Diddy said something.
Yeah, saying their frustrations for real. I don't know, man. What do y'all feel about this situation, man?
I mean, it was right there on video. They choked the man to death. They didn't put handcuffs on him. They choked him when he said he couldn't breathe, and he stopped breathing.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. Like, there's an actual murder on YouTube that anyone can just watch whenever they feel necessary.
Going back to Oscar Grant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like, and our camera phones are so much better now, which kind of sucks. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, I didn't need HD on that. But yeah, it's really symptomatic of, like, you know, many of the larger problems in our community. But anti-blackness is that it's rampant right now within police forces,
right.
And that's just in the numbers, like.
And you know the thing is, I guess the solution that the country has come up with was to equip officers with cameras. But I'm like,
yeah, the cameras are gonna be bullshit.
Yeah, it's a camera on this guy.
And can we talk about how many broken cameras we're gonna get?
It was a camera. On Oscar Grant. It was a camera on
Eric Garner.
You know, and there was still no indictment. Like, just to bring charge. Like, they didn't even want to bring charge.
Yeah, that don't mean you're guilty.
Exactly.
They didn't even want to bring charge.
That means we're going to talk about it.
Exactly.
And you know what? It kind of like frustrates me, because you have a lot of people that we're going to get into. You have a lot of people that has a platform, like a Charles Barkley, who speaks, he speaks down in his own people. I don't know if y'all seen that CNN interview with, I forgot her name, the CNN correspondent, but,
He wants to keep that damn job.
He's like really Uncle Tommen, though.
No, you know what? On that note, fuck Bill Cosby.
Yeah, real talk.
Hey,
real talk.
We don't even know if he did
fuck
this.
You, Bill Cosby.
Real talk. No, check it.
No,
13 women don't come forward.
That's just on the note of, I just want to say that on the note of talking down on black people, like you some type of moral, you know what I'm saying, king.
Respectability.
You know, I was going to bring that up too, but I was going to stick with Charles Barkley. Okay. But yeah, because Bill Cosby has done it as
fuck
well.
Bill Cosby.
For years.
You know, I think, I don't know, man, what's up with these guys? I think when they, on a certain level, man, they just forgot how it is to
They
be
did
black.
Forget. They
you
did.
Know, I don't know if they forgot.
No, that's not true. That ain't true.
I mean, what
they
happened,
forgot.
Like,
they forgot what it was like to have to struggle.
I'm going to quote some of the things that Charles Barkley said on CNN. Charles Barkley said, "We as black people have a lot of crooks." And then he says, "It's a reason why they racial profile us sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong, sometimes it's right." And then he says, "The notion that white cops are just out killing black people, that's ridiculous." Like, how can you say that? I mean, it's happening. I mean, how can you say that's ridiculous, you know? I think Charles Barkley has lost touch with his own people. I think Charles Barkley, and he's married to a white, you know, female, a woman. Or
I think
whatever.
He's just an ignorant nigga, man. I think
he is really ignorant. It's just like,
I think that's just all
if he's gonna be ignorant, he needs to just shut up, because like I don't need him on national TV, you know, in the middle of basketball games calling rioters scumbags.
Yeah.
When real talk, like I've been out, I've been protesting in LA or whatever, and straight up a lot of it is not the rioters, quote unquote. Like a lot of it is undercover cops straight up starting shit.
Really,
a lot of it is like media just misinformation.
Yeah.
And like if you're out there, you see like the people who are causing problems and breaking things, and it's like not the people that you were walking with a minute ago. Like it's some white guy out of nowhere who then disappears again. So like so it's like I've been out there, and like it feels like the fucking Hunger Games
out there. And then again, don't forget, let's not forget like who owns the media, you know.
Exactly.
Let's not forget like,
it's, I mean, like it is a huge thing. It's a huge thing. Like you don't wait, you know, 3 months to not indict someone. You know what I mean? Indictments happen in moments.
Moments.
Yeah.
In moments.
As soon as someone
like killed, as soon you as you can get in front of a judge, he maybe did something. All right, I'm gonna set the bail at like it's not even a question.
Exactly.
So for people to actually have been deaded, killed, and for no one to like ask any further questions
exactly.
is is unprecedented. But well, it's not even unprecedented. It's on some like post reconstruction shit. Yeah. And like that's the scariest part. It's like we're literally doing things that we did in 1860 something, and we've painted it a different color, and you know the cops are not exactly your sharecroppers or former overseers, but they are.
But you don't know, you know how long they've been doing it? It never stopped.
They've really. They've never stopped.
And I feel like at this point, it's like they're getting more blatant with it. Like no indictments,
and
indictments.
They're throwing it in our face.
They know they can get off. I mean, because they so quick to pull the trigger on a black male. But
have you seen those videos where the white people was actually fighting the police and they got tased?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That like they so quick to pull the gun, the trigger on a black
on
male,
a black
but, right.
On
you can just like give me your license and registration, and then exactly. You shoot him when he go get it.
But when it comes to somebody of a different race, and I'm sorry, man, like I mean, a lot of people saying it's not a race thing. It's definitely a race thing. And if you don't, I feel like if you don't see that, I mean, you got to be
look. Ignorant. Even if it wasn't a race thing, and black people said this is a race thing, y'all got to be like, well, maybe, you know what I'm saying? That makes it a race thing. Even if it wasn't,
even
right? And black people said, no, like, I think we see something wrong with this. That makes it a race thing automatically.
Sure.
Just the fact that we observe this pattern.
It doesn't matter who else observes the pattern.
That makes it a race thing.
Yeah, I agree completely. And the thing is, like, and you know, there's this hashtag right now, criming while white, right. Where white people are just talking about all the ignorant shit they did, and then like how they like dapped with the cops afterwards. Right. And I think that's like a good like a step in the right direction. Like people are understanding their privilege, but I think it's time now to like use that. So like, I don't know. We're about to get into like people using their platforms basically. Mm-hmm. And so like if you are, you know, a white person with a platform like and you're not speaking out against this, like your silence is part of the problem.
Exactly.
Like you're enabling all of the oppression and the murdering that's happening by not being like exactly. To other white people, like, hey guys,
adversive race, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And Kelly, I'm glad you went to that segment, because actually I was on Twitter this week and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna tweet out to the people and see what they want us to talk about. So one of our Twitter followers, Noah Rahima, she said, talk about artists who benefit from black and hip hop culture, but don't speak up on how solidarity when real issues come up. You know, and I tweeted her back. I was like, that's great. That's a great idea. But we talked about that like, you know, a couple of times. But it's so important for our people, like, and we keep talking, we keep going back to this. People like Jay-Z, you know, Beyonce, people who are on these higher platforms.
She's talking,
you know,
about
like,
the
like,
people.
And like you said, Kelly, like
capitalizing off of
it. Like you said, Kelly, the people who are on these higher platforms that they're trying to avoid speaking on these issues, and they're part of the problem, man. Like, how can you not speak on something that's affecting your own community, the people that's buying your records?
Exactly,
man.
And like the realest way, like these are life or death situations at this point, and yeah, dude, like let's jump into Igloo Australia.
Igloo Australia.
So Azalea Banks called her out. And I really appreciated her being called out. I think a lot of people need to be called out.
Yes.
Like, I think, like, it's annoying to me that Justin Timberlake hasn't been like, hey, other white people, this is bullshit, and you need not be racist. Like, that's what needs to happen. Like, I can't talk to white people like that. All I can do is be like, hey, other black people, like, let's keep being us. Let's fucking be safe out there. Yeah. And, like, I need, like, if you want to be an ally, like, if you want to be a part of this shit all the time, then be a part of it all the time. And that's what Azalea Banks was saying to Igloo.
Exactly. She actually quoted Paul Mooney. He said, everybody want to be black, but don't nobody want to be black.
Yeah.
And that's so fucking true. Like, everybody loves our culture. Everybody loves our swag. We influential. But when it's time to be black, you can't find
nobody. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, everyone is okay with us getting shot at this rate.
Yeah.
And that's frightening, because at the same time, I can go to an ASAP Mob show with a bunch of white people from work or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's great. And then when I want to be like, hey, could you guys tell other white people to not be scared of black people? And they're like, I don't even see color. Like, that's a fucking problem. We're going to a rap show of all black people. Is it in black and white for you, my nigga? Like, what are you talking about? You don't see color. Like, I need activism right now. I need people to act. I need, and like, that's the thing. Like, Igloo is Iggy on her Twitter was like even like disregarded it. She was like, and then like tweeted, she was like, yeah,
I got it. So Iggy, I didn't even type out everything that she's put, but she put on there, there's more to sparking a change than trolling on social media. World issues shouldn't be used as poor excuse to promote fan battles. And then she, and
that's
she,
real. Iggy is telling the truth, but listen.
Then she says, make sure that you do something to let your government know how you feel when something is unjust, not just your followers on Twitter. But she has a point there.
No, I agree.
At the same time, Azalea Banks also has a point. Like,
you ain't saying nothing.
Right. She hasn't said anything.
And you date a black boyfriend.
She hasn't said anything. I mean,
her boyfriend could get killed too.
But like what I'm saying, there's no more just shaking your head. Right. There's no more like, I know black people. Culture. If you know black people, if you care about black people, this is exactly the time say I know and care about black people. And that shit matters to me. And like I'm saying it right now on the air or whatever. I don't want any more like friends or people associated with me that are not actively anti-black violence.
Yeah.
Like actively. Yeah. You got to say that shit to somebody else. don't just say you about it, be about it.
Exactly.
And that's all I'm asking. Like that's like the thing is every fucking Garth Brooks canceled like 4 or 5 of his fucking shows cuz he was like, "Yo, like I'm not even really about this." Garth Brooks, right. My nigga, Garth Brooks canceled 4 or 5 of his, and then his racist ass fans are like, "This nigger lover here." And he's like, "Still fuck y'all. This is some real shit. Garth Brooks. Where's Iggy at? Where's Eminem at?
True,
where's
man.
JT at? If Garth Brooks, he doesn't have one black fan, and he doesn't
sound like he got one.
He just got one.
His first black fan.
He just got one. That's what I'm saying, bro. So like, this is the time. Like, people are out in the streets. There was a fucking people shut down Hollywood and Highland, bro. Right.
Yeah,
like,
last night.
Meanwhile, like the night before, someone got shot at Hollywood and Highland. I work a block from there.
If I
had left work just an hour, oh my goodness, I would have been crying. It would have been a terrible night. So I'm saying, like, this shit's really real right
it's
now.
A problem,
and that was even a white guy that got shot straight up. The cops give zero fucks now. Like, let's just be real about it. Like,
but
and that's the thing, though.
You can't expect these people to care until something happened to them. And, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not a big deal until you feel it. That's the difference between people who's been there and like who haven't, right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You can still see empathy. You still see it. You don't have to know a black person.
It's not real for
see,
you, though. It ain't
you don't have to know a black person to see him getting choked out on camera.
I do.
But like, that's
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't have to see it.
I didn't know Trayvon Martin. I didn't know Oscar Grant. I didn't know Mike Brown. I didn't know Eric Gardner. But when it hits close home to me because that could have been me. It could have been my brother. You know, so when I do see them on the media being shot down, like that shit hit. That's what I was telling. Like I said, Kelly, man, where's some place I can go to protest? Because that shit hit home to me, man. Because that could be my brother.
But I'm saying it doesn't have to even be somebody that could be your brother.
Exactly.
A coworker.
You say you shouldn't have to know him to feel.
You should have some love for humanity.
Yeah, but yeah. Exactly.
But most people do not. That's real. Most people aren't feeling that.
So like as an example, you know the civil rights movement that sparked in Mississippi in 1964, right? That shit popped off because two white dudes got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
As sad as it is, nobody cared until two white people got killed. Then, you know what I'm saying? They were like, oh, maybe we should send some FBI people down. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we should do something about this because they're like, damn, they smoking us too?
Yeah.
Like, these people really don't give a fuck. So it's not until it hits home and really hits some for you where people actually want to step out and say something.
That's true. And, like, I definitely noticed that within the community because, like, you know, in Hollywood and Highland, like, it was a white guy that got shot by the cops. And, like, you know, a lot of these people that had been out on the streets that were not of color, I guess I could just say white people, you know, because they felt this air of invincibility. Yeah. Like, they were like, I could go out there and I'm not gonna get shot.
Yeah, right.
I will not, like, Tanisha might and like Brandon over here, but I'm good. And like, and like, suddenly, like, the vibe of the crowd was like, guys, they will shoot any of us. And that, and like, I agree that's something that's gonna help spark the movement. It just makes me sad that, like, people don't care enough about black people.
Yeah.
In any regard, like, that's the thing. Like, I just wish, like, every musician person was just like, no more music till y'all solve this shit. Yeah. Like BJ fucking Mustard stops making beats. Yeah. Like Pharrelly sits his ass down. Like everyone is just boycotts everything. Yeah. Until like, and like, why don't you fix this and then we'll hit you with that brand new Jay-Z. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? And then like maybe shit will get done. Maybe shit will get done. Like, but that's the thing. I need those artists to even threaten that shit.
Well, like to pinpoint what you say, Kelly, man, like it, like I gotta bring this up. Like even going back to Michael Vick with the doll situation, I feel like with white people, like animals are precious to white people. Like they love animals.
I
love animals too, but I'm just saying like the majority of white people, if you do anything with animal cruelty to an animal, then they'll have you prosecuted like quick. You know, so I'm just saying, mm-hmm. in Michael Vick's case, like when he was dog fighting, you know, that man got 2 years for dog fighting. And so and nothing was on camera.
Yeah.
But you telling me that somebody got getting choked out or getting shot in the street?
No, it's not the 2 years.
They're not even getting indictment.
Yeah. No, it's not the 2 years for dog fighting. Fine. If y'all want to give him 2 years for dog fighting, sure.
It's the charges.
But
charge the nigga at least.
But if y'all gonna give him 2 years for dog fighting, when a nigga murders somebody
on camera, we're gonna have to get an indictment around here.
Yeah,
but like also, I mean, like there's still, you know, inequities proportionally within that. Like, I mean, there are tons and tons of cases of like white guys dogfighting, getting probation, getting you have to pay this, not even a year, and then like this one high profile black guy, and it's like a 2 year sentence all of a sudden, which is like a
public lynching.
It is exactly a public lynching.
Y'all want to see what's gonna happen?
Right.
Yeah.
If y'all fight dogs,
exactly. Try me.
That's all it is. Yeah.
Try me. It is a public lynching, and that's what all like. That's why they love to put people on blast like that. They want to show. They want to scare everyone else. Exactly. It's like getting whipped in the middle of the fucking field.
Exactly.
And I think we're just kind of tired of that still being.
Yeah. Just like in Texas, the guy he killed 4 people. He was a drug driver, 16-year-old. He got probation.
I know.
He was too rich.
He didn't understand.
See, that's the things that I'm saying. Like, if you really don't believe, or you ignorant enough to not believe that it's in like unjust and the public's like it's not fair, it's not equal. You know what I'm saying, to all races? Like, you got to be like crazy. Like, well, I hate to hear like when people, especially different races, be like, "What are you talking about?" I mean, black on black crime is every day, or white people get killed every day. Yeah, they do get killed.
White on white crime is every day too.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like black on black is every day. So I even hate to hear that from my own people when they be like, "We need to straighten ourselves up first. It's black on black crime." Yes, it is, but it's also white on white crime. It's also Asian on Asian crime. Yeah. I mean, that's every day.
Yeah, dude. You know, I mean, like
that's not the issue. We talking about injustice in the system. That's what we talking about.
And it is, yeah, it is systematic. And like, that's been made very clear. Yeah. It is systematic. Yeah, and police eyes are trained to react that way towards black people. And like, I mean, for this to happen, like, a dude just got shot in Phoenix, like, a day ago. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, this is every day in police stations or police municipalities all over the nation. Like, it's not like, oh, this just happens in South LA. Mm-hmm. This just happens in... No, dude, like, name a state, name a county, name a city, it's gone down. And so, like, for that to be the case and for that percentage to be so disproportionate to the amount of black people like in the population all over the country, like if that's not a fucking pattern, then I don't know the definition of a pattern.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like when this no indictment came out, like I was like, how can you not see that there is a definite problem?
All I want to say is that
either, but I'm just saying, like, people that who were not surprised or who was thinking like we don't have a problem, like after this situation, like how can you not see that there's not a problem?
I don't know if you guys have heard, but the dissenters are saying that it wasn't a chokehold, it was a headlock. And so I mean, like, this,
but they didn't try to put handcuffs on him
at
all.
No, and it doesn't, they didn't, like, try to put one, it was a fucking chokehold. Yeah. But like, that's the thing. So like, people are literally debating.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, no, because the elbow was up, and if it had been, you know, a right angle. But that's what I'm saying. Like, these people are just racist, and like, this is the way that they can like rationalize that racism, and like they use like whatever facts they can pull and like semantics and things like this, when the reality is like a man was killed by a police officer and that police officer is not going to even be tried for that.
So do you feel like since he was one breaking the law,
it's not
saying that it's okay to kill him, but I'm saying, do you feel like if he would have just complied?
Who would have complied?
Eric Garner.
He wasn't resisting.
No. He was. He was like,
Exactly.
No, he was getting ready to arrest him when he walked over.
That's what I'm saying. No, talk to me though.
Right? Exactly.
But they can arrest you.
They can arrest someone.
They can't arrest you. No. If you don't want them to arrest you, that's resisting arrest.
They need a reason to arrest.
Exactly.
Him.
But that's what he was.
But they can arrest you.
Before the guy grabbed him from the bat and choked, like Eric.
They were talking.
He was like, hold on, man. He was just saying, hold on.
Hold on means he resisting.
He wanted to know why he was arrested.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, maybe he shouldn't have.
I don't like to hear that either.
There's no maybe he should have did anything.
Yeah, it's like
he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong in that interaction.
As a citizen, man, so damn, ask why you being arrested.
I don't give a fuck how many blunts my ground stole.
Oh, he was
exactly.
And I was trying to do was put the handcuffs on him. I'm not saying that they were.
It doesn't like that. You need a reason to do like that's the thing. Like Eric Garner did nothing wrong. Did nothing wrong in that interaction.
Right.
So at what point are they supposed to say the handcuffs can go on?
They want
to
take you in for questioning or charge you or something.
Yeah, I mean like
that's what they were trying to do.
And like you can't you just putting handcuffs on someone is.
And how much crime is going on?
Put handcuffs on somebody.
Is it like yeah? That's like that.
How much crime?
Yes, they do. I've got pulled over and they put me in handcuffs.
That's bullshit.
I've got pulled over and they put me. Bullshit.
Yeah, no, that I
they
mean,
put
like,
you,
well, it wasn't just because of that. My license was suspended.
I don't give a fuck.
My license was suspended. He put me in handcuffs.
That's bullshit.
He put me in the back seat. That's and he said, bullshit. I can get your car towed away.
Well, you can go to jail for driving.
That's an offense.
But at the same time, standing up in front of a store is not an offense.
No, it's not.
Like, Eric Garner did nothing wrong.
Selling cigarettes. Come on, man. All the crimes that's going on in New York.
Yeah, I heard that was
you fuck with this guy because he's selling cigarettes?
Sure. I mean, that's on some. Like stop and frisk shit.
A guy lost his life because he was selling. He's trying to make a hustle selling cigarettes. All the crime.
It doesn't like no. A guy lost his life because cops acted inappropriately.
He could have been singing songs and if cops
like yeah, right. songs, like all that. It doesn't matter. Like it doesn't matter even at that point why they approached him because like the way the situation escalated was that they like restricted his breathing.
That's all it is.
Like that's what it doesn't matter. Like if he even if he had shot people right before that, like it that's still not the appropriate response.
Exactly.
Like and the thing is like and so. You got these, you know, people like the guy who shot up the fucking movie theater, walked out, you know, like
just drop the weapon and come out with your hands up. That's what they say to you.
Yeah.
How does somebody kill? How many people did he kill? 19?
Something like that. 22, I think.
How does somebody kill 19 people? Somebody kill 19 people and walk out of a movie theater still alive. You can take them to jail.
That's the difference.
That's crazy.
That is the difference.
That's crazy, man.
And so, and for people not to see that at this point is absolutely outrageous.
Corey, I have your mother here. Walk outside of the building.
Exactly.
We're gonna talk about this. That's how it goes.
And that's how it goes. And you know, and sometimes if you happen to be a black man in America, you could just be walking up to your apartment building and get shot because a rookie cop got scared of your darkness. Like that's the country we're living in right now.
You know what? Did I tell y'all the story when I locked myself out of my own car and I had to get one of those Slim Jims? Open my.
I think you told her.
That's it. So pretty much, I locked myself out of my car in front of my apartment complex. Right in front of McDonald's. So I bought the Slim Jim that I always keep, and I bought two of them, one in my trunk and one at the house because I'm always doing that shit. So I was damn Slim Jim in my damn car. All I see 10 minutes later is a chop over me. So when I saw the chop over me, I said, oh, somebody gonna call the police. When I turn around, it's six police officers behind me. Six police officers, and they're like, sir, sir.
They're trying to help you open your door, right?
Nah, bro. So when I turned around and said, sir, Let me see your ID. I said, sir, this is my car, man. Okay. Let me see your ID. And so I was about to act funny. I just put out my shit. Like, bro, this is my car, dog.
Yeah.
So they ran my shit, and then after they did all that, you know, they helped me. But it's just so funny though how in that situation like the extreme. Like they had to have six cops for that. Yeah, like six cops.
No, dude. I mean,
and a chopper.
There's a video.
And a chopper for that shit.
There's a video that went around a little while ago of a white guy and a black guy, and they're in front of like this like pretty busy like barbershop, and like it's like on the street, and the white guy goes and like tries to like break into the car. Like this is all a setup, right? So he does it, and they have a timer going.
I saw that.
And this dude is doing this for like 2-3 minutes, 10 minutes. Somebody comes up. Oh, is this your car? Do you need help getting in? Like, dude,
I saw that.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Black. Okay, so someone helps him get into his car. Like after 8 minutes or something of him, like literally. I mean, he's even trying to look like a criminal. Like he's looking over his shoulder. He's like real twitchy.
Nobody was paying this guy.
Nobody anything, right? Black guy. Like they tag team. Black guy goes in. Same car. Same spot. Moments later, this guy tries for a minute. Yeah. Like everyone, so people slow up. They like people start looking around. Yeah. This older white lady like looks into the barbershop. Yeah. Like, could someone come out of here? You know, and then a guy steps up to him and he's like, "Hey, buddy, is this your car?" Next thing you know, a police car rolls up. Two dudes jump out, hands on their holsters.
And this all happened like in 3 minutes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. This dude, he's like, "Is this your car?" Whatever. The white guy's got to run out with the camera crew. Like, hey, it's a joke.
And then after that, they say he was detained. He was still detained for like maybe an hour.
Still had to go to jail.
Make sure like it was like a
still
joke.
Still had to go to jail.
Exactly. He was detained for like an hour or some shit.
They're like, don't even play like that.
Don't even play like that. It won't matter.
So Nick, regarding your comment like maybe 2 months ago when you said like you'll go up to a cop and say, what do you say?
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
And you would walk away.
Nick, I suggest you don't do that.
Bro. I still do it. I'll go fuck.
You're willing to die for that. Oh, okay.
Can I have your
PlayStation? As long as he knows he's willing to die for it. Because that's basically what Eric Garner was saying. Fuck you, don't touch me.
He didn't say that though.
He didn't say it, but he was like, "Don't touch me."
No, yeah, he said that, but he was just saying because he wanted to talk. He just wanted to talk. See, officers need to learn how to conversate, have some communication skills. All he wanted to do was like, "Why, bro? Why are you arresting me, man?"
They were talking for a minute, and then everything he was saying, they were trying to arrest him.
That would be ideal, just to be treated like a human.
Some of the most pleasant experiences that I've had with police is we talk like human beings to each other.
Exactly.
We just have a regular conversation.
That's it.
And I never get a ticket.
Yeah.
We sit down and we talk. Yo, this is what happened.
Because you know why?
You didn't turn your blinker on. Sorry about that.
Because you know why? You shocked him. That's why.
Peace.
You do. No, because,
you're intellectual.
Yeah, exactly. You
expecting you to be.
Nah, bro, come on. No, 100. If your voice sounds, if you're not like, oh, hello, officer, sorry about that. If you, hey, bro, I'm sorry, you know what I mean? You know, we trying to make it down this road really quick.
I was like, what's up, dude? And then he was like,
what's up, dude? This guy's a bro.
What you got planning? Is it some Nikki Six you got planning?
Dude, but like that's the thing, like, and so yeah, I'm sure you shock him. I mean, like, it happens to me, like sometimes I get mistaken for like being a dude, like late at night I'm wearing my hat, whatever. They pull me over and I'm like, oh, hello, officer, how are you guys sorry.
Okay, that's I'm what sorry. I'm saying. Why don't you?
What?
I'm saying.
Well, like,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Your reaction to the police changes a little
sure
bit.
But I'm sure Eric Garner did pop up like, hold up.
Yeah, exactly. He did. No, we watched him not do that. Yeah. You know what
he
I mean?
He didn't blow up, but he was like, man, you bother me every day. I'm not going today.
Fine.
Yo, but that's the thing. Like, one, he also has a right to be frustrated with this situation.
I'm not saying he wasn't and frustrated, I'm saying if he didn't have no loose cigarettes, he could have been like, look at my pocket.
You're right. But, like, here's the thing. Like, something. You're talking about, literal years of black rage.
Yeah,
This is, like, it's a real thing. Like, there are some days that, like, I know that if a cop stops me, like, they're not gonna get that voice, and I just pray that I don't get pulled over on that day, because it could literally be the end of my life.
Yeah.
And like, we all have to like sit with that. Like, we all have to drive around late at night alone on roads where there aren't that many lights and be like, I hope nothing pops off. And I know that none of my white friends do that. Not when you're talking about the cops, like maybe a bad guy's gonna come out, but like, I know that if a bad guy comes out and I call the cops, I'm the one that's probably gonna get fucked up over that.
Even in the situation I just told you about, like, that could have went south like quick, because I was already frustrated with my car, and then I seen, when I turned around, I seen six officers, so I was already like, hey, man, these motherfuckers.
Exactly, Brian. So, if you had turned around too fast,
I thought to myself, I was like, man, if I do something, they gonna
That's what I'm saying. Why didn't Eric think of that? That's what I'm saying. Why didn't Eric think of that?
You don't have to, but we all do it. This is my issue. Why are black people rioting and destroying in the streets? They shouldn't do that. Right. Fine, they shouldn't. But you can't tell somebody to be rational when they're mad as fuck. When they're irate, that's not, and they're being treated without humanity. You can't tell this person to calm down. Like, I'm sorry, he just got shot. Especially when we've been going for this for years and years. You can't say to be rational. It's irrational for you to be rational.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not saying. I'm saying that we all have had situations where we was we all just said, where we made caveats to our own selves.
Yeah. To stay alive. Yeah, exactly. And like, at, like I will give you that maybe Eric Garner's mistake was being so fucking mad that he was like, I like, do what you need to do.
But to me, Eric Garner, that wasn't even mad though. He was just trying to say, hold on, man. He was agitated, but he definitely was fed up
because how long do cops have to talk to you before they can say, okay, I'm gonna arrest you?
You can arrest me immediately.
He said you were selling cigarettes. So he said, no, I wasn't. The police believe you selling cigarettes. That's the charge. I don't know if you go to jail for that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think anyone else would have gone to jail for that. And you coming to me selling fucking cigarettes, man, because I'm selling cigarettes. And you want to come to me because I'm sick. I'm going to be damn agitated too. Like, bro.
Write him a ticket.
Cite him. Let me get back to my damn hustle.
Put him in a chokehold.
I don't think he is.
And then he got more agitated as he's seeing more cops pull up. Because he's like, bro, listen, all this for me. I'm just selling sick. Like, bro, stop harassing me. That's what he was saying. Stop harassing me. That was the thing.
It was like.
B-Brown, imagine if you was getting harassed every fucking day. You was on the corner.
I wouldn't stand there then.
It happened to me before.
I wouldn't stand on the corner. I don't stand on the corner.
I love the part of this. First of all, I would never be on the corner that long.
You was hustling on the corner, not prostituting, but you was like, hustle, I'm trying to get money. You know what I'm saying?
What am I doing?
On the corner?
This is going on with the story.
What a scenario.
That's what I'm saying. It was wrong.
It's a hypothetical. No, look, okay, look.
Nobody stands outside the store for the whole day, though.
I got pulled over 3 times in the span of a week and a half in one city within the 1 mile radius of the time I got pulled over.
What were you doing?
I wasn't doing shit. Driving my car. I got pulled over 3 times. Both times they pulled me over for whatever reason, wherever they pulled me over, I can't even tell you. I didn't get cited, no ticket or anything like that. So the third time, I see a cop car behind me. I don't wait for him to put his lights on. I pull over.
Yeah, you're just saying.
Why waste the energy, my nigga? And I don't even want you to flick your finger. I'm going to pull over. You can come up and talk to me. We can handle this.
Yeah.
I stop the car. He stops the car, walks up to me and says, hey, man, why'd you stop? What do you mean? Why did I stop? So you tell me he wasn't about to pull me over?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was like, why are you out so late?
I'm a grown ass man.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you curious? You trying to want some food?
I was actually about to go, get something to eat.
Racial profiling is a problem and it has to stop, man. And it's a problem, man. Our justice system is a huge problem because it's so biased. And they're going to have to start making, like, you know, independent prosecutors for cases that involve a police officer, because a prosecutor that's in the same fucking, that does day-to-day business with police officers, the police enforcement, they biased, man.
Right.
They overcharge Eric Garner for a reason. I think, what was it, first-degree murder?
Mm-hmm.
They overcharge him for a reason because they know if they overcharge him, give it to a grand jury, they're going to say, nah, that's too much. We can't give him on first-degree murder.
Nah, I mean, that was clearly fucking manslaughter. Exactly. Probably man one, but they did
the same shit with Trayvon Martin situation. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They did that shit on purpose, man.
All I want to say is that they don't really care about us. Yeah. And Michael said that shit first.
Michael Jackson.
Yo, Michael been on that reel, though.
Yeah, he has. But was the one thing, I mean, I don't know if we could cap it, it's just that watching this happen is just like... It's like an illustration of different arms of injustice that happen every day. That's just one thing. Yeah. That's just one part of it.
No, that's absolutely correct.
That's just, it just captured the picture of what happens.
And that's a whole, yeah.
100. And that, yeah, exactly. There's so many different types of oppression.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
And they shouldn't be forgotten or ignored or whatever. But I mean, like, I think that it's up to the people that, you know, deal directly with the oppression to, you know, exactly. move their movements.
I feel that way. 1,000%.
And like these groups should have unity in that, yeah. like we are all the oppressed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I don't know.
I think they're trying to turn this into a military state, y'all.
Oh, 100. Yeah. Have you seen the cops' Look, gear?
Have you seen like Ebola just disappeared? Like they were trying to distract us from something. There's something going on there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cause how did they just make a big deal? Everybody's about to die. It can get touch your skin and you're gonna die. Now you're not gonna die.
It was people in the country.
It was Facebook. Yeah. Facebook spread Ebola panic to the max.
Exactly.
Yeah. People were just. People were posting things.
I gotta shout out before we close this topic. I gotta shout out J. Cole because I think he went out. He went out the other day. The protest
in New York City.
Tyrese did too.
Derrick Rose.
Tyrese did too.
Y'all see Derrick Rose with that "I Can't Breathe" shirt doing warm up yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Derrick Rose, shout out for wearing that shirt. Lupe Fiasco, he's always involved.
Talib Kweli.
Yeah, the Rams.
Diddy.
Diddy. Who else involved?
Kelly Braxton
involved. She said something.
Yeah. Kelly Just Braxton. Kelly.
Yeah, I say things all the time, bro.
I'm thinking about Tony Braxton.
Yeah. Tony. But
shout out to everybody who's all involved.
Been kind of
Jay Z, we need you to be more involved, bro. Beyonce, more vocal, please.
Yeah, Oprah, if you want to talk about it.
Oprah, come on, Oprah, yes.
Yo, that's
Tyler Perry. Where y'all at, man?
I want to see some of this big money. I want to see some of this big money start swinging it around.
Gail?
Like, that's the thing. Like, what is the fear at that point?
Everybody wants to do the ice bucket challenge, but nobody wants to speak on this issue.
Yeah, that's just
real. All the celebrities want to do the ice bucket fucking challenge. Let's do some Black Power Challenge or some shit.
Yeah, a Black Power. Yes.
Oh, that's funny, y'all. No, we got a video
power
up.
Black Power Challenge.
You know, you posted that. Remember that lady posted that on your wall?
Who?
Remember there was a black lady that posted on your wall and we ripped her because she was trying to start the Black Challenge?
No. She did a, let's everybody eat fried chicken challenge.
Bro,
we had a lady. She put on my wall.
Hey, we ripped her.
She put on my wall. Talking about, come on, yo, let's get the community involved. let everybody eat 6 pieces of wing for black.
That was the
dumbest challenge ever, bro.
That shit.
And the way she eating that chicken.
I don't even watch mess like that.
She's ignorant.
She said she wanted to show awareness for,
it was like
being, I forgot, show awareness for something.
Something about being black.
Yeah, but it was like a black challenge, eat 6 pieces of fried
chicken. Shit's ignorant as fuck.
Hey, that shit's so funny though, bro. That shit was funny, man.
Is she a comedian?
That's what we do.
Hey, yeah, we're gonna start a 6 piece wing chicken. A 6 piece wing.
This was wrong with black people now.
Oh my god. Yo, I don't even.
All right, man. All right, so we're gonna go back to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's our last topic. When Jared sent this topic through Facebook, I was like, man, this is some hacking, man. This shit ain't real. Lil Wayne would never call out. That's his daddy. That's his poppy. But as the post stayed on there for so many amount of days and no response, and then I seen when I woke up this morning, I saw a video actually confirming Lil Wayne. He was like, I'm in a fucked up situation, but I'm gonna get out this shit to my fans. He said that shit on the video. I was like, man, this shit is real deal, man.
Yeah.
So basically, the card was supposed to come out on this Tuesday. It had about 4 release dates: May 5th, October 28th, and then this Tuesday, all pushed back. Lil Wayne put on his Twitter, to all my fans, I want you to know that my album won't and hasn't been released because Baby and Cash Money Records refused to release it. This is not my fault. I am truly and deeply sorry to all my fans, but most of all to myself and my family for putting us in this situation. I want off this label and nothing to do with these people, but unfortunately it ain't that easy. I am a prisoner and so is my creativity. Again, I am truly sorry and I don't blame y'all if you're fed up with waiting for me and this album, but thank you. And then he put on there Pray.
He been replaced by Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan.
No, that nigga ain't dropping either.
There'll be like a compilation like album of like in a little bit.
What's the reasoning?
In a little bit.
He's been replaced. That's his boyfriend.
Let me tell you what happened. He's like not in a place right now where like if he dropped an album he's gonna sell like Drake or Nicki would. And Baby was like, honestly, he went with him with the money. He was like, honestly, you're not worth the investment right now. I believe that. And Wayne said, hey man, you know, hey, and then you know, you need to respect my motherfucking contributions to this community and to, you know, this fucking label. And Baby was like, but the money isn't right.
So why he signed Juvenile again then?
I think that was love. That's like retired. Yeah, maybe.
I think that's love. I feel like he was like he'll be able to like stay in a studio and like make tracks and like drop some singles and shit. I think it's really about the money. I think that Baby is like, I'm gonna focus on the Pink Print right now. I'm gonna focus on
News from the Six.
Yeah, exactly. And like your shit really needs to take a back seat. And Wayne is not happy with that. You know what I mean? And I can understand that on account of he's, you know, but like Baby doesn't make personal decisions.
Who was Tiger talking about when he went off?
Same shit. We knew this was the deal with
exactly.
Tiger.
Right.
And I guess it's just more apparent. I don't know. I'm jazzed for Lil Wayne shit.
I think this
could also be publicity stunt.
That's what I thought too.
I think Truck Fit Labels is on the way, right?
But when I don't think it's a publicity stunt. Now.
When I saw
the video, I was like, nah, this is real deal.
I mean, like, I think
Did y'all see the video? You seen the video?
I saw the video.
I mean, he signed a deal when he was 14. He made that mistake.
I mean, I don't know. It wasn't. State,
I mean,
bro.
It hasn't
like,
been a bad
he's
run.
He's, no. he's had a bad run, but he can't make his own decision now. And they independent. It ain't like he don't have young money.
But like that's the thing. Wayne will have no problem getting a distribution deal with someone. Yeah. He can have like a fucking Jay-Z type deal. Yeah. He can hook up directly with Live Nation and like just like
he's definitely proven so.
Done and done. Like this is honestly going to be a great move for him. He's going to get to make all of his money direct. Yeah. And honestly, Baby is going to hurt for this because Wayne is going to pull Nicki and Drake wherever they go and probably like Twisty and fucking I don't know.
Charles,
yeah,
Young Money will go.
See, Young Money, president. I think Lil Wayne is the president of Cash Money. He's like the owner of Young Money. So either way up the line, like he's getting some percentage points from
Drake.
Because they said they don't even know how Drake getting paid.
More money than Lil Wayne for Drake and Nicki Minaj.
Yes, he is. No, I don't think
so. They were saying they missing some money. Drake and his manager.
What?
Yeah.
Sure, but I think most it's like probably like 15 to Wayne and then like 10 to Baby. But I'm sure Wayne.
Going to his manager and say it's going to Baby.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm sure that he probably acts as like a proxy type manager. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they take percentages off of everything.
Baby got some off of Wayne and Drake.
Definitely.
Baby is the top. Like,
Baby is the top. Everything is going up. Everything is going up.
Even if he gets 8% and Lil Wayne get 15%, Baby get 8% more than Lil Wayne gets 15%. Exactly. So
and yeah, I really think this is a money decision. I'm not even surprised because like Wayne's music has been like weirder and weirder all the time. Yeah. He's had way more time to like work on this. I'm sure it's weird as fuck. I'm sure he tried to play his guitar and all the songs.
Yeah, we actually played it. We debuted a new song on 100.9 The Heat. It was a Wayne song. It was called Start the Fire, and it was kind of whack, bro.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I forgot who it was featuring though, but he had a new song. Actually, it's on his Twitter page too.
Really? I mean, Believe Me was hot. Like his bars Believe Me was cracking.
No, I agree. I really liked Believe Me.
What else did he get? Loyal. That verse on Loyal was heavy.
And the new song with
he should have dropped it like right then and there. His verse on Only. He should have dropped it like right after Loyal. But
I'm pretty sure he probably wanted to.
Yeah, that was probably the ideal time. That was the ideal time. But I think so. I think Lil Wayne is back right now. I think that nigga's ready to come through and make some dope shit. So. But I feel Kelly hit it right on the head.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see if he can get out that deal because I'm pretty sure that contract he signed is probably fucked up.
Oh, I'm sure that's
for the rest of the life.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's fucked up. I mean,
he would have to. He would probably lose money, though,
that like they cannot still be on that first contract. I'm sure Wayne has had that shit restructured.
Yeah, probably restructured. Yeah, I mean, no,
but
he signed
at the time it was restructured. I think it's probably in 2000 though. But I think
it was in 2000 and. 2003.
So it's still about around that time. Yeah. Lil Wayne was still like looking up to, because Baby kind of like, you know, he stayed there for him.
Yeah, he still.
So he probably like
he signed, still looks he up to him.
Like yeah. anything type country.
He's yeah. still yeah, definitely at that time. I mean, it, like and I this is probably like an emotional time for them too. Yeah, like this is like a family.
He probably scared of Baby. Dude. Baby was a hardcore gangster in New Orleans.
No, I don't think he's scared of him. I just think that he's loyal. He was loyal to him.
Yeah, exactly. You
know what I mean? So he signed a contract. He signed a contract not in his best interest, but he just signed a contract just to be loyal to, you know, to Baby.
Yeah, because Lil Wayne had hella offers on the table. He decided to sign back with. Exactly. I mean,
I remember Jake. I would do the
same shit. Yeah,
I remember Jake tried to get him.
So. I would try to do the same shit.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to see about Lil Wayne. I know Tyga's officially off Cash Money now. So yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's releasing his album independently. What was the name of that shit? I forgot the name of it. Yeah, but I saw that on Twitter too. Yeah,
they let him off
Cash Money. So
interesting.
We'll see how this situation goes, man.
Yeah.
But that's about it, man. Y'all make sure y'all check us out at Oh Yeah We Talk on iTunes and on Audio Mac as well. Nick Newcomb.
Nick Newcomb at Newcomb _ Nick. Twitter. Where else? Instagram. Snapchat. I'll have it.
E Brown.
What up? It's your girl, V Brown. You know,
I'm always on Instagram, Conversation Peace, and I'm always on Twitter, Miss Convo Peace, MissPiece. Miss Convo Peace.
Yeah, I like those gloves you got on.
Thank you. I was cold, but.
Wow.
That's a good nation.
Yeah, I know.
If only y'all could see us.
Breezy Easy.
Yo, you can hit me at Breezy Easy, BreezyEZ. On like a lot of things. And hit me up, Kelly Braxton, on the Facebook. Holler.
Oh yeah, and shout out my girl, let me find her name, man. Nora. I don't know you, I forgot to quit it being Nora. Shout out to Nora Culture Fix. Maybe we're gonna be doing some things with her next year for Culture Fix, man. She's basically worked with a whole bunch of international artists, so Liberian.
Yo,
Noro, appreciate you. We're gonna fuck with you next year, man. And y'all can find me at JAY Styles TV on everything: IG, Twitter, Facebook, what else? Everything. We'll catch y'all next week. Next week, man, we're gonna be on Crenshaw.
Yo,
live show on Crenshaw.
Can't wait to see what the audience has to say about this.
Inside a boxing ring. I forgot the name of the actual gym, but it's actually like a boxing facility.
Are people going to be there?
Welcome to come through?
Yeah, people welcome to come through. If you want to come through on Crenshaw, 37th Street, I believe, 37th Street. If not, I mean, just check my Twitter. I put it on Twitter and Facebook or whatever. So. I think that's it, man. And we are out.
Deuces.